it's me. I just wanted to say hello.
Not another boring voicemail message.
Hold the phone. Before you delete that unwanted voicemail, think about those unfortunate people who never get any calls. Don't you think they'd want the message, even if you don't?
Gee, I guess so.
Then press 8 to donate. When you get a message you don't want, press 8. Your message will be forwarded to the mailbox of a fiber optic lonely heart.
Hey, this is Bill. I got your spreadsheet off the webpage, but I had some questions about the R&D headings. Give me a call.
Bill, I don't know what that meant, but you just made my day.
They may not understand the random messages they get, but they'll sure feel more connected. And isn't that what technology is all about?
No, you're right. I'm going to press 8 to donate.
Hey, it's me. I just wanted to say hello. I hadn't talked to you in a while. Give me a call sometime. Bye.
I love you, random voice.
Press 8 to donate. Go ahead and touch someone. With other people's fingers.
Okay, it's time for the Monday Night Oral Cleansing from the Sean Kennedy Show, where we help you kick in the future's front door. Hello, all you walks out there, goths, hackers, crackers, and freaks, and all you wonderful, wonderful wogs in the world today. My name is Sean Kennedy. I'm your host with my very faithful and cohorted sidekick who actually runs the whole show. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to broadcast or do anything or do post-production work or video edit. Yes, the actual guy who does everything else that
makes it happen.
Other than me, he's the man, and that would be Severian.
And I need to get my headphones, because I don't know what's going on. I can't tell if Sean's like yelling into the microphone or if he's really quiet.
That's right. Steve.
So I'll be right back.
Steve Mann has nothing on my buddy Sim. So while he's going to get his headphones and making sure the world's an okay place, why don't I talk about a few minor things we got to go from the starters. For starters, so everybody understands, you are free to distribute this broadcast in any and all forms. Download it, record it, convert it, rip it, shred it, do whatever you want to do. You can even make a soundboard out of it if you wanted to, which we'll be talking about in a little bit. You're also, I'd like to say a quick hello to everyone in the IRC going down from the top. We got Smokehouse, Agent Mulder, our dude, Breaker One, Cerulean, Decker the Oracle. Oh, wow, I haven't seen him in a while. Hey, Decker Oracle.
Yeah.
Delamorta, Dr. Zodiac, Disturbed, Decker Case, the Family Ranger Zombie, Enki and Ocean, Griffin. Hey, Ocean, how's it going, man? He showed up at my work the other day.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Griffin, cool. Gun-taped Flunky, which I actually did think that was a very clever thing. JoJo the Dog-Faced Boy. That's what TDFB is, because I've seen him in here so long. I know what it, I know what it means. Crazy Fuck, Leshek. I hope that's Leshek or Lechek, one of the two.
Le Chateau.
Lechek.
Lentium, Mary Rebelled Virgin, Mr. Echo, Nomad Half-Eld, who's turning 12 tomorrow. Pseudo, Prophet Zerstor, Sideslide, Sir Dorks,
Happy
Barky,
birthday.
Tantrix, the amazing. Transistor, TWD in Vegas, baby. Vegas, baby! Vegas!
The wind down.
The wind down in Vegas, baby. Templar Knight, hey, good to see ya. Who even cares? XBYB. and Labrat and Lowe.
And LMZ, who just came in.
And LMZ.
Lieutenant Major Zombie. Or no,
Zombie's upstairs.
He's trying to get two props.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he just changed his name so it appears at the bottom. He's tricky.
He's very tricky. If you wanted to join us in the RC, Sam, how do they get in the RC?
Well, they can do it two ways. They can either go to the webpage and click on chat, or they can grab themselves an IRC client and go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel.
And that's how you get in here.
And that's how you can chat with us, and we can see your words scroll across our screen.
Well, actually, Sam can see the words scroll across the screen, because I don't actually look at the words.
Sean's paying attention to other things.
Yes,
important things.
Yes, I have to focus. I have to focus on like my whole world here.
It's a lot of energy.
Oh, Babs just showed up. Hello, oh. Babs. Babsy May.
Been there in quite a while.
There's Babsy May. Yeah, it was good to see her. And somebody else just showed up, too. InfoLoop, I think, showed they went there in the first pass, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to keep up on this. Kudo is in there.
Let's just do that all night.
Let's just do that. Oh, no, they left. They're back. Anyway, so...
I've heard shows like that.
Yeah, no, that's not very cool. I've heard shows like that, too, actually. As a matter of fact, you know, I was listening to some other online radio shows.
Oh, my God.
And, like, we're really a lot better than they are. You know,
let's get up on it. And we're riding away on our high horse.
Not to be on a high horse or nothing, but, yeah. I mean, I'm like, whoa. Dude.
You're commenting on the low quality of their show rather than the high quality of
ours. Well, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I kind of figured, like, I don't really think that what we do is so amazing.
No,
you know
we talk
like,
into a microphone.
Yeah,
we
sit here
and,
you know.
That's it.
Yeah, like, if we were all sitting in a room together, this is exactly the same way I would be acting.
We just put microphones in front of our faces.
Yeah, you know, and I guess it's amazing. And
they're talking. There's, like, people.
Wow, there's, like, people out there talking and stuff. Like, even on the radio today, I hear people going, you know, and I'm just like, whoa.
Means you don't know what to say.
Yeah, which is...
You've lost your train
of
thought.
Yeah, why don't you just do like I do and say, you know, well, that's all well and good, and you can download the last show and see me on a downward spiraling segue.
At least that's more interesting than, they're doing their mantra.
I don't really know.
Well,
so,
that's all well and good.
Yeah, that's all well and good, but let's get on to the witty banter. Yes?
Witty banter section.
The witty banter section of the broadcast. I redid the format of the show, and I've been thinking... Been doing some thinking.
Retooling the show.
Retooling the show a little bit. I've been thinking. Like, for starters, if we ever expect to get even remotely mainstream,
yes,
I have to stop swearing. Now, there's a problem.
That's true. We don't want a lot of beeps.
Yeah, we don't want a lot of beeps and stuff because that's really hard, right?
Yeah.
So I'm trying...
Especially live.
I'm trying to get rid of that. I'm trying to get rid of the swearing thing. But mind you, that's really hard because, see, I get mad really easy. So...
really?
Yeah, no, it happens. So what we're going
to
do
is... to anger, are
is,
you?
Is every time I swear, this is the new thing, Sim has come up with the idea to throw some electrodes on the sides of my head. And every time I say, you know, like, fuck... I get a slight shock, and that should be, you know, pretty fine. I should be able
and
to...
And we're dead.
We died?
We died. So keep talking to the people who have downloaded the show.
So let me get this straight. The people who were, let's say, they hear this, and this. That's awesome.
Why does it do that?
Okay.
Like, well, I play something out of the ordinary. It's crazy.
Okay, well.
I think it's WAV files. It really doesn't like WAV
files. That's it for the buzzer.
I'll encode it. And then we'll be okay.
Okay. So no more buzzer for Sean. That's killer. Are we gonna get back on, or are we on the air yet, or what?
Not yet.
Quickly, get back on the air. Hello, all you downloaded people. Thank you for downloading. Yes, this is the secret message. The secret message this week is don't drink the antifreeze. That's the secret message. Know that on show number 6, don't drink the antifreeze was the secret message. And if you do drink antifreeze, you're a dumb person. Are we broadcasting?
Wait. It's all fucked up. Oh, God damn it.
What's going on?
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared
to... Well, we're just gonna delete this out of the...
Every time I say fuck, this is a slap.
Everyone's yelling at himself. I eat you.
Yeah, we just screwed everything up. Everyone's
keep
like,
talking into the microphone.
Everyone's all making fun of us. We suck. Yes, you out there who download the show just so you can listen to it again will know that we lick. We lick bad. Here we are licking hard at the Rant Radio Studios. Sim, you're fired. Wait, is this going to happen every time Sean says fuck?
That's a good one. Yeah, you get cut off. Sorry. You get kicked off the air.
Yeah, that's it. I said fuck one too many times and I got shot. That's exactly what happened.
Okay.
Okay, are we back on?
I'm just checking.
Are we back up?
We're going. Yes, every time Sean swears.
Okay, well.
We go off the air.
Yes, every time I swear, it's the new Uber Magnet 9000, which destroys all of our computers. So every,
with those bulk erasers.
What happens is it's on the back wall behind my head, and every time I swear, it lets go, and it slams my head through the front of the monitor. Because it's trying to get up my braces.
Sean's karma gets realigned and my hard drive gets erased.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. And I get, like, very seriously, you know, redone. But, well, whatever. It's all good. So, the bottom line there, we were going to be trying to do some funny stuff.
Something clever.
Something clever.
Yeah.
Very
true. It'll work soon. Don't worry.
No, but the thing is, though, to be honest with you, I'm doing security work now, and that's where I know Shin. And Frozen Fox came down the other night to a place called the Rendezvous Pub in Lang.
Ooh. Yeah. Sounds classy. Tell us about it.
Oh, tell us about the Rendezvous Pub. The Rendezvous Pub is the kind of place where I have, like, a 19-year-old chain smoking outside telling me how horrible, you know, her life is, you know, while she's, you know, 8 months pregnant, chain smoking, you know, with a glass of bourbon in one hand, and I'm like, wow, this is some very classy stuff going on here. I'm like, wow, I'm really liking this lady. So I'm looking at this, and it's just like, wow, man. And I'm listening to the people in the pub, and you know what? Of course, drunk people. They're swearing.
Drunk people with the funniest.
Fuck, God, just fucking. Blah, blah. And it's like the swear words are getting in the way of other stuff they're saying. I don't think I'm that bad. You
like
know?
Actual conversation.
Like fucking, fuck, fucking, fuck.
I always thought yours is more
fucking,
as coloring to
it kind of is. It kind of is, right?
But there was stuff in there.
There is stuff in there, you know, and it's kind of funny, you know, and I don't want to cut it completely out, but I was thinking about it, and I was watching these guys, you know, and it really does sound ignorant. Now, I did a rant, okay, about the concept of bad words. The concept, and even to this day, I don't really understand what the problem with swearing is. I mean, because the concept of a bad word is totally medieval to me.
You can't say that
don't
word.
Say fuck. That's a bad word. You know, like the word is intrinsically evil or something. I don't
conjure
get that.
Spirit.
Yeah, you'll offend, you know, the great Buddha or something. You know, Lodor, the toad of the swamp, will come up and eat my leg because I said that word. So I'm thinking about it, you know, and a lot of stuff that is funny about the show is a lot of the dynamics that we like our language.
Well, we just bounce off each other all night.
Yeah, well, we do, but I think a lot of the gags,
yeah,
like there's a lot of weird words from other countries.
Oh yeah,
you know, like Britain. Okay, they got bollocks.
Bollocks.
That's bollocks. Okay.
And it's funny. Different cultures have
different swear words.
Way of swearing.
Yeah.
And,
so
in French, it's against the church.
Yeah. Well, that's in Quebec. I don't know if
Quebec.
That's
okay,
tabernacle. You know, and you know, I don't know, Virgin Mary or whatever the heck they also want to say, but it's pretty brutal. Okay. So, and to be honest with you, I'm never going to make it on the no swearing thing. What are you kidding? But I want to try to, like, bollocks is from Britain. And a long time ago, a lot of people will wonder where crunk. You'll say, that guy's a crunker. Uber crunker, right? Like, where does crunk come from? Crunk was from Rush Limbaugh. He said that on one of his shows.
Really?
Yeah, no kidding. He did a show one time. He said he wanted to create a swear word, and the swear word he created was crunk. So in my little group, the lexicon, it started being used. This is going back now, by the way. This is going back to circa 93, 94. So it's kind of a while back that happened. Was crunking, okay, and the whole concept of a crunker. And I was thinking about it, so I was going around, I'm thinking about, you know, what could we use as words that would just be weird, you know, that would really mess people up. Another one which I really enjoy is...
You use lexicon from Rush Limbaugh? That's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, crunker, you know, I thought it was funny.
No, it's a good word.
Yeah, it's a good word. And another one is Herbert. And the old Star Trek episode, you ever see that one where I guess there's these space hippies stepping into Eden, yeah, brother. You know, and there are Spock's all playing the harp, and you know, they go to this planet, and there's acid and all the fruit and stuff. The guy winds up burning his feet and all this stuff, and it's about hippies, because, I mean, Star Trek, the original Star Trek is back in the 60s, right?
Yeah.
Well, what all the hippies called Captain Kirk was they were like, every time he came in and started being all captainish and all authoritative figure kind of thing going on there, they were going, Herbert, 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 and they started calling him Herbert. I thought that was great, you know. And Wild Card's got a good one. He always calls people hurting. You're a hurting. Something of you goes combine that, you know, hurtin'. Bollocks to you, you crunkin' hurting Herbert.
I mean, get some combos.
It's
there.
Very weird, you know. Put that on the soundboard, you know. Very, very strange. And then there's Trancers, the movie Trancers.
I haven't seen that.
Haven't you? Jack Jeff is back, and he's never even been here before.
No.
Oh, man. Awesome.
How old is it?
Oh, what? God, it's ancient. Okay. Check the internet movie database. Trancers. And it's all very sly. And from the future, they have like these really tripped out. Like, you always watch these old, bad future sci-fi shows, and they have their swear words of the future.
Oh, yeah.
Those kill me, okay? Like, I love that.
Smeghead!
You know? And one from Trancers was squid. Only squids have dry hair. Like, I want to get, I want to rent a bunch of these and rip the audio tracks off of them. Only squids have dry hair. What kind of a squid do you think I am? Like, those are great, you know? So I'm going to try to make it a little more user-friendly. Well, what are we doing?
I'm going to try the buzzer again.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
You're gonna kill the streams.
I don't think so.
You're gonna kill
I made
the
it into an
don't
MP3.
Don't kill the streams. You're gonna kill the streams.
I made it into an MP3.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be fine. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is, and the buzzer.
Say the magic word.
Fuck.
And we're back.
And we're back.
It worked.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
Okay, so we have a censorship here at Rant Radio, and we're happy
Hooray
about it.
For censorship.
Yay! Yay. So, whatever. You know, I don't know, but it's weird. You know, it's weird.
It is weird. It's a weird concept that you just can't do it. Only late night TV and HBO.
Again, like, what does that mean? Does that mean that Sean Kennedy is going to change from
going soft, man?
Yeah,
selling out.
I'm selling out. I'm selling out for nothing. Wait, I'm still not making any money.
No matter how little.
Whatever. Sean Kennedy the man. Sean Kennedy the fucking man. I don't really know. I don't know what to do. You know, somebody help me. What should I do? Oh, well, no big deal. But, so I was actually hanging out with the professor today.
Yes.
And the professor is actually, a lot of people don't know this, but this is very true. The professor, ICQ number 11837400009.
Post that in the eye.
I lost my train of thought. The professor.
What does he do?
What does he do?
What is he all about?
Well, he's actually very cool because almost every album he has in his whole world. I just heard the buzzer in the other room. Almost every album he's got is signed by the artist, and he has actually friends with Gary Newman.
Uh-huh.
Which is interesting because Gary Newman's kind of,
he's a cool guy.
He's a cool guy. I mean, he's writing his pilots and all this kind of stuff. Very, very cool. I was hanging out with him all day today because he had a really bad case of cyberpsychosis a while back. See, this is something that happens to everybody. Everybody gets this, you know, in today's modern day and age, cyberpsychosis and the black shakes. For people who missed it last time, no, because you've been conditioned to it, right?
Yeah, my life.
It's like Olympic athletes. Yeah, they can run all day, okay? Well, the same thing goes with computers. If you're going to just take some, you know, some Herbert, who's just in off the street, okay?
Yep.
Some hurting squid who doesn't know a single thing about the internet, okay? And you drop them into, like, oh, here's the internet, and they're like, wow!
This is amazing!
Look at all this stuff I can do, and I'm going to go so hard, oh my gosh, and I'm going to learn everything! Ah!
I can download every Star Trek episode!
Oh my god! And then they fall flat on their face. Okay, what happens is because they take on too much, they try to learn everything. I'm going to learn Visual Basic, and I'm going to learn how to video edit, and I'm going to mess with Cool Edit Pro, and then I'm going to learn how to code. Wait, did I already say that? And thud. Okay.
They don't think about the people who have been on it forever. They've done these over a period of time.
Yeah, you know.
Not all in a week.
And, of course, the professor burned out. And I go over to his house, right? I go over to his house the other night. What does he say? Yeah, I don't really feel anything. I'm just kind of sitting here.
Staring at the wall.
He's completely roasted. Uh-huh. What have you been eating, man? Oh, I kind of forgot to do that a little bit, you know. You been taking any Genko? You been taking any vitamins or anything? Not really, no. I eat some bread.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa. Slow down.
pull the psychotic bus over to the side of the pretentiousness turnpike.
Okay,
this is crazy. This is crazy. So I took him out today, and that's what happens. Is you get the cyberpsychosis where you're not thinking clearly, and you're running around doing your thing, and then you get the black shakes, which is where he was at, where he's like staring at the wall going, ba-bing, bing, ba-bing, bing, ba-bing, ba-bing, and he's got nothing. You know, he's like, so we were hanging out today, and we were thinking about stuff. We were thinking about all, we were laughing about all kinds of stuff. Came up with a bunch of funny stuff we're going to be doing on the show. But we were coming up with names for groups. You know?
Names for groups.
Names for groups. Which was one of the things, you know, I mean, like a gaggle of geese.
Yeah.
And a murder of crows.
Right.
Right. Well, I made up some other ones,
pride
too.
Of lions.
A pride of lions, you know. And I was thinking that they should have other names for people, you know. Like you
it's
can have,
not far enough going
you know,
far
for goths, you could have, like, a weep. Of goths.
Very appropriate.
A weep of goths, or, you know, a twang of rednecks, you know, a shat of Republicans, you know.
Hand on the buzzer.
Yeah, hand on the buzzer. You know, I got a bigot of psycho-Christians out there.
Oh, there you go.
And I was thinking about, for all our loyal listeners, you know, I was thinking about calling them a scar of wogs.
Scar! Because that's what the land
cool.
will look like after
that's
they
right.
raped it.
That's right. After scar. We go over and we strip mine for dirt. Yeah, that'll be what we do.
I haven't heard that in a long
time. Yeah, strip mine for dirt. Yeah, yeah, that's the Blair Witch rant. Yeah, that's a good one. That's what's going on. So let's talk about what's really going on. What's really going on in the world today? Okay, well, in the IRC, it's a lot more beneficial. If you have downloaded this program,
yep.
And you are going to be doing the downloading thing, and make sure
following along,
download the IRC log with it. You can
very helpful.
Yes, because you can see what everybody's saying. It adds a whole new dimension to the show, and you'll be able to tell where we're at in the IRC because we post the links in the IRC that I'm going to be talking about on the webpage.
That's right. Just search for Sim or Simarian, and I post the links.
Yeah, exactly, and you'll be able to see it. I mean, links are pretty obvious, you know, to see what's going on. I mean, what do you want here? How do we?
They usually have HTTP in the beginning.
How do you,
what are you doing?
I'm trying to connect to this link so I can see it. But Windows XP does not let you do that anymore.
Double click.
The Macintosh.
Highlight it and paste it.
No! Gosh, well, that's stupid. Now, why did Bill? Bill, why did you do that,
what
Bill?
What are you thinking?
You know,
taking functionality away.
What was the purpose of that? You know, oh, no, don't want to double click from a Windows document.
That's too hard.
You know, that's too hard. Oh, yeah, whatever. This thing is all messed up like February over here. Yeah, whatever. You suck.
It's not doing it.
It's not
doing
it.
I'll bring it up on mine. Soon.
Okay, bring it up on yours. Whatever. America's death ray. It seems that the future has showed up now. Why is this not working? Or what's
going on? No, I'm getting it. I'm getting it. It's just like crazy.
Are you going to post that in the IRC?
Yeah, let me post in the IRC
first.
Doing
your job?
Shut up.
You're fired.
I get fired every show.
Yeah, well, you know, if you did
I'm working it out. Not to play waves
Americans
anymore.
America's laser of death.
Laser.
Cleared for takeoff. America's enemies will soon face a weapon once confined to the Star Wars films could bring death at the speed of light.
Whoa!
That means it'll actually kill you, like, the moment they press the trigger, I think. Einstein relativity theory here. The Special Operation AC-130 Spectre gunship, whose conventional weaponry has been used to devastating effects since the Vietnam War, is to be fitted with a laser that can shoot down missiles, punch holes in aircraft, and knock ground radar stations. And puppies. They kill puppies, too.
Is this a space thing?
Is that no, this is a C-130. AC-130. Which is like an AC-130.
It's a boat.
No. It's an airplane.
Gunship. Oh, okay.
A gunship is a type of airplane. Somebody post a picture of the AC-130. But, no, what it is that this plane is going to have a great big freaking laser on it, and it's going to be flying around and nailing stuff with lasers. This is the idea. Now, why is that? Why am I talking about that? Because it's really interesting. The tonight's theme of tonight's show is robotics and about the future and about where the future is going. And there's a couple of things that are getting me a little bit concerned here, okay? Like, technology has existed for so, like, within the last 10 years, technology has been going at such a rapid pace that now, because of cyberpsychosis and the black shapes, people aren't even keeping track of it anymore.
They don't pay attention. It's like, oh, another new gadget that's out too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we can fly
more,
now.
More
yeah,
cameras
great.
On the street. Oh,
yeah, the
wow.
Segway. Yeah, that's great. More cameras on the street. And it's weird because that's not right. Like, 10 years ago, a laser on a jet would be like the talk of the town.
Oh, I know.
You remember when the stealth fighter came out? Everybody was like, the stealth fighter.
That was everywhere.
Right? But now, nobody cares. You could come out with a new stealth fighter. Every plane is stealth now. Yeah. The new fighters are all stealth. Nobody cares.
It's like, oh, yeah, stealth
you
fighter.
Know? But, oh, you know, new episode of Friends is coming on. You know, Survivor.
Can we teleport yet? No, okay.
No.
Tell us when we can teleport.
We can teleport light.
Yeah, and little tiny bits of things.
Yeah, they're able to bits things. Apparently,
I wouldn't step into one yet. Become a bucket monkey.
somebody tried to do that with an orange.
An orange.
Well, it was orange when it showed up on the other side.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Same effect as a microwave.
We did the same thing with a monkey. It was kind of fleshy when it came on the other side.
We scraped it into the bucket and took it away for testing.
Thank you. It was the bucket monkey. did not live a long time. So that's a very interesting thing. And now we got things like these lasers on planes, which nobody even cares about. As a matter of fact, half the people even listening are like, yeah, well, that's no big deal. Well, if you think about it.
They had lasers, they had planes, so what?
Yeah, so what? So what? But the thing is, it is a big deal. Like, if you start, seeing how this technology, like, another thing that's being implemented in cars now, another example of this is our next link, where it talks about friend or foe technology. There's a thing called friend or foe.
Friend or foe.
Yeah, where they would take outlines of vehicles on the battlefield. And you would have it. You would show up on your heads up display saying, "Yeah, don't shoot this guy. He's a good guy." Wired News. This is going on street signs now. They're gonna have a sign up that says, "Oh, there's like sensors along the highway in BC." This is happening in Vancouver in our own backyard.
Oh, really?
Where they're gonna have these sensors that look for there's an elk on the road at 160 meters down, and they can tell the difference between an elk and a deer.
So this is the good side of the technology.
Yeah, I suppose. You know, but let's see if this works, if they're going to impose this on the borders between the United States and Mexico.
Right.
You know, can you say border monitoring sensors
like
much?
Animal. Oh, human.
Oh, not even that, but if it can tell the difference between a deer and a moose,
mm-hmm.
or it can tell the difference between, like, a child and an adult, and it can really tell the difference. So, I mean, at the very least part, you'd be able to see which areas were the highest concentration. It'd be quite an interesting tool. Now, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? I don't really know if that's something I want to do. If that's something that I think should be implemented. I mean,
what's the, that's the downside is like
yeah, that,
human
you
easily
know, it's
human
easily
hunting.
Adaptable to humans, but you gotta watch that, right? I mean, that's just another example of how technology is invading our lives. And is it invading or are we inviting it? You know, people. You know, you always get the FUD crowd, right? You know, you get the old people who are like, oh well, you know, it's invading, it's making everything horrible. I have a tendency, because I work security at night. I'm listening to the Art Bell show, and wow!
Oh, no!
Art Bell, dude, if you ever hear a copy of this show, man, I wonder how you deal with these guys, because he gets the real whack jobs on his show, man. He gets some crazy people phoning him. It's just like,
I wrapped my head in tinfoil and...
I was listening, guy phoned live, and he said that the FBI has this device that they install in the vocal folds of your voice box.
Okay,
because you don't think in thoughts.
How did they get it there?
Oh, wait, he was a plastic surgeon installed it. Wait for it.
Okay.
And
it's in the rich and beautiful.
Yeah, no, wait.
That's
so
fine.
He goes, no, it was something that the plastic, just hear me out. Yeah, and because you think in words, and you don't actually have to vocalize to have your vocal folds move.
Sure.
So then they can see what you're thinking. Okay. And Art Bell's like, yeah, well, wow, that's amazing stuff. Because he's always like, wow, that's amazing. He never disbelieves anybody, right?
No.
He never does that. And then the guy says, well, how do you know this technology exists? Oh, it had to happen to me. Really?
Okay.
Really?
Really?
Really? You know, getting all Tom Likas. And really? And the guy goes, yeah, so this plastic surgeon. And he goes, I thought the FBI had it. He goes, well, he knows guys in the FBI. And he messed up on my face, because when he was working on me, he messed up on my face.
Yeah.
And now I've been trying to get him back, but everywhere I know... So, wait a minute, sir. I thought you said the FBI was involved. Well, he knows guys in the FBI. They're friends. Okay, so his buddies in the FBI, because they're friends, have installed this thing in you. No, he did it when he did the operation. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
And... How do you know that this is the case? Well, because I can feel it tickling from time to time. And everywhere I go...
They're still working on the non-tickle one.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, they know I was coming. Because I thought about it, and they're waiting for me, you know.
Where
and Art Bell,
going?
You know, and Art Bell's like, well, sir, a lot of people look at that like it's kind of paranoid, you know. No, it's not paranoid. He's like, whoop, you know, cuts him off. Yeah, you're a whack job.
You know, but Art, he was too much for Art Bell, was he?
Well, he doesn't actually. Well, Art Bell cuts people off all the time. Like,
yeah.
There was a woman on there who like really needed to take some medication, and she was like, hey, computers are evil, and blah blah, and. You know, rainbows and crystals and huna, you know, and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, whoa, dude. You know,
well, that's where we got those recordings from hell, right?
Yeah,
he aired those on the
He plays recordings from hell. I heard that the other night. He goes, we have recordings from hell.
You know, great.
Recorded from a Siberian mine. I think it's twisted, whatever. Hell's in Siberia. So it's a little strange. It's a little strange. But, I mean... These people, like these guys on Art Bell, they're scared of technology.
Okay? Yeah.
And there's going to be two camps in the next 10 years. You're going to see two camps. It's going to be the people who are afraid of technology and are going to be replaced by it. And then you have the people who are not afraid of technology.
Yeah.
And they're ready to check it out. They're ready to keep it going on. Now, the first site that I want to talk about is a site called Nanodot. Okay, and www.nanodot.org. And what that is that talks about nanotechnology, okay? And nanotechnology and the Foresight Institute, dude by the name of Eric Drexler, runs the Foresight Institute. And what that is that talks about, like, the future of nanotech. Nanotech is, of course, microscopic robots that at the end of the day will be able to, do the juicer thing from Rifts. So I'm going to inject this serum into my body and have myself restructured on a cellular level. Amazing stuff.
Little robots go to work.
Yes, and that's the upside. Like, wow, gold became valueless because when it gets to such a level that we'll be able to quite literally reconstruct elements on an atomic level.
Anything into anything.
Yeah, wow, let's take all this recycled garbage and turn it into food. You know, like that kind of a thing. But that said, now you wind up with the green jelly syndrome where people are afraid that the whole planet's going to turn into a big pile of green.
The nanos get loose. And
yes.
They're programmed to make green
jelly.
Yes,
what if they're programmed for evil? What then?
Oh,
so
we'll make them replicate.
You know, and it's to the point now where you're looking at technology and looking at the world. I think about this a lot, man. I think about how, you know, everybody's trying to implement technology into their lives, and some people can do it. Some people, you know, if there was 100 people in a global village, only one of them would have a computer. Like, if all the world's population...
Yeah, that's a very cool statistic,
yeah,
that breakdown.
You know, and if everyone on the planet... The statistic is if everyone on the planet was broken down into a village of 100 people... You know, only one of them would have a university education, and only one of them would own a computer. That's how many people don't have it.
Probably the same person.
Yeah, probably. You know, it's really, really bizarre, and it's not cool. Now, the problem in that is, yeah, that's really terrible, blah, 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 but then you have these FUD doctors, these guys who are going out there, and they're trying to, you know, oh, well, you know, it's all wrong, and they're starting to, before you had religion... calling back science. No, don't do blood transfusions. That's evil. And now you have people who are afraid to carry on with the future.
Yeah.
Okay, the answer for our world's technological crisis is more technology. Granted, we've got to have the morals in there, okay, but we've got to have the technology because we're in this kind of this little dangerous time now where everyone's a little bit scared about what's going on. And
a lot of things coming out real quick.
A lot of things coming out real quick. A lot of people get freaked out, especially the older crowd. They're the ones who are running the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so the U.S.
Who don't know how to use a bank machine.
Yeah, you know, you've seen them. God love them, you know. They're on there. They're trying to do their thing, but it's too bad, you know. And the U.S. Senate right now is debating, this is from NanoDoc, the U.S. Senate is debating the possible complete ban of human cloning, both therapeutic and reproductive. People who object to both are objecting to tampering with cells via reproductive cloning, and that could lead to human life. Which means that no, all cloning is bad, no matter what. You clone, it's bad. Cloning bad.
No good uses at all.
You know, it's bad. You know, and you know, it's been proven that if you take fetal tissue and inject it into the brain, it reverses the effects of Alzheimer's. No, cloning is bad. Abortion's bad. Well, we're going to clone the tissue. No, it's bad. Well,
it's all bad.
No, we just need a sample of some fetal tissue and we can grow it. We can No, it's bad. Okay, it'll cure Alzheimer's. No, it's bad. Okay, it'll make people who are crippled with no spine walk. France. They're doing the experiments right now where they're putting in, there's a tissue, a slide of tissue that's in fetal tissue because it's essentially the good stuff of life. Okay, now I'm totally paraphrasing this, okay? I'm totally breaking this down. Yeah. Okay, but apparently there is the primordial goo, which is developed in a lot of fetal, like in the nervous system.
It's like a blank slate.
Yeah. It could be whatever you want when it grows.
It's like cell one.
Yeah, so what they do is they go, oh, look, this dude's spine was severed here. Let's just stuff a bunch of the cell tissue in there, and lo and behold, oh, it's growing back.
It's like some Bondo.
You betcha. And it's growing back, and they've made animals walk again. They've made this happen.
Yeah.
Okay, and of course, you know, we can't experiment on humans. That would be wrong.
That's wrong. And even if they want to.
You know, experimenting on humans is wrong, and so is the cloning is bad. You know, back growing is evil. You know, and that's freaks me out. Now, there's a company called the Life Extension Foundation, okay, which we're going to post to LEF.org. We'll post that in the IRC right now. And it talks about life extension. Now, everyone's, you know, you kind of hear about, well, you know, eat right, exercise daily, all that kind of jazz. But you take it to the next level. Like, a lot of people go, natural, you know, that's not natural. Cloning isn't natural.
There's a lot of other things that aren't natural that we do every day, too.
Yeah, not only that, but anywhere does it say that natural is good?
Yeah.
I want to know that. Natural is not good. Natural is for the old and the sick to be eaten by other predators. That's the natural way of things.
Natural way is humans to live till 25.
Yeah, like, and, you know, people are raping 12-year-olds. That's the natural way. Because that's the way it would be in the animal kingdom. That's natural. Computers are not natural. Broadcasting the world is not natural. None of this crap is natural.
TVs isn't natural. Plastic's not natural.
It's not natural. It's not
natural. Get out of that car. It's not natural.
Yeah, car is not natural. Everything in your house, everything that you have on your body, okay, the fact you shave, okay, that's not natural. Nothing's natural, you moron. Okay, so stop feeding me this line of happy horse hockey where I'm going to sit here and, oh, it's not natural. It's not natural. It's not natural. We got a clone. Give me a break. Yeah, let's go and we'll keep doing leather. Okay, guess what? We got a couple hundred million people living in this country. If all did the natural thing, none of us would live. Okay,
no.
It just doesn't work.
It'd be anarchy.
Yeah, so now this said is, you think with all this technology, why don't we hear more about life extension? Interesting.
Because it's bad for the government.
Well, it's not so much bad for the government. Why would
we have to support these old
people that be bad?
For 25 more years?
Oh, 25 more years, never mind that. They're talking about with the Human Genome Project.
Yeah.
They're saying that you'll be able to inject a DNA strand into your body. Because understand that it's either every 2 or every 4 years. Correct me if I'm wrong. But every 2, every 4 years, every cell in your body replicates.
Yeah.
Okay. So what they're talking about is an injection where it attaches to your DNA. And what they do is because they decode the genome, they go, oh, look, this is your DNA at age 18, and this is how it's slowly deteriorated over time.
Right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a sample of this DNA, hook it in to the Genome Project, remove all the crap, re-inject it into you, so when over the next 4 years, you grow younger, because every cell replicates back to that of an 18-year-old.
Right. It's like the old tale of injecting new blood into an old person, and it's like...
Yeah,
they feel
and
refreshed.
They've been able to do that with rats. They kept one rat alive for like 7 years, basically by vampirism, which
that's
was really,
an old rat.
Yeah, that's really really grim that they did that. And it's kind of like, whoa, you know, hey, is that cool? I mean, I'm not into like, hey, let's go butcher some teenagers so I can live forever. You know,
that one looks healthy.
Yeah, you there? Come to the Ranch Radio Studios. You know, that's not really cool. But a lot of these folks, like, why would everybody be so against it? It's because, quite honest. Okay, let's say we could add another 50 years to our lifespan.
Yeah.
Okay, well, people are being born every 20 years.
Are those 50 good years or 50 at the end bad years?
Well, even say they were 50 crappy, I'm going to sit in front of my monitor years.
You always have the choice of out, but you never have the choice of in.
You always
keep staying there.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, save my ass. That's how that works. You know, people are like, I know, if it gets bad, I want to be unplugged. Nope, not me. As long as there's breath being drawn in my body, keep me going. Yep.
I've always thought of death as a disease anyway.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad. I mean, I'm doing a lot of research on it. That Life Extension Foundation, some of this stuff, you got to go to Quack Watch. you know.
Quackwatch. Yeah.
Quackwatch.com. You got to look at some of these guys like, yeah, you got with for $400, you can take this weird vitamin C supplement that will, like, you know, save your world.
And we do psychic surgery on
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, and there's a lot of, well, psychic surgery is real. You shut up. You just don't believe.
Dig. Intestines come out.
Okay, whatever. You suck. There's a lot that we don't understand. Okay? There's a lot we don't understand. And the funny thing is that our culture is such that we don't want to say we don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's a sin to say I don't know.
It's
black and white. You
right?
know, and
that's what everyone thinks.
That's what everyone wants. They want an answer. They don't care if it's the right answer or the wrong answer. If they don't have another answer, that must be it. And that's where there's all sorts of technology that, you know, oh, we don't apply. Oh, well, you know, we don't talk about that. You know, and people are like, well, you know, there's all these. What about these spots on the planet where gravity laws go completely wonky?
Right.
Well, you know, that's an anomaly. What the hell does that mean? It's an anomaly.
Star Trek.
Yeah, it's an anomaly. Well, then, you know, there sure is an awful lot of these damn anomalies flying around. What the hell is that all about, you know? And so people are afraid to get into that. And when you start looking at things like the Life Extension Foundation and you start looking at transhumanism, people get a little bit freaked out. Now,
sounds like a religion.
Transhumanism. Transhumanism. I'm going to... The website to that is down at the bottom. You can post that in.
Should we do that?
Okay. Yeah, post that in. I'll go back to that one. Okay, transhumanism is the concept where... Like, in the other show, they were on the show a couple weeks ago, I think we were talking about how we've evolved to our furthest point. Natural selection isn't happening any longer.
Not really, no.
Okay.
Like,
and they say that, you know, we have no
premature babies and
yeah,
stuff, right?
Yeah, you betcha. And people are saying that. So what the transhumanists believe is that essentially people are going to choose to evolve. And it's the marriage of man and machine. Now, this kind of talk is cool for our internet radio crowd, because a lot of these guys would be like, yeah, baby, sign me up. I'll experiment with my DNA inside a machine right now. Because that's where their mindset is. They're on the bleeding edge. A lot of our listeners who dig a lot of this, they want to embrace tech. They would be signing up for wearable daily usage. And there are people who would, like, listen to this and go, whoa, dude, I'd never have a wearable. Why would I want a wearable?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I mean, I know for a fact that Ronan Templar Knight would kill 3 or 4 people to get his hands on a wearable computer. I mean, I promise you that would happen. You know, and you got other guys who are just, you know, all about the box, okay?
Yeah.
But a lot of people are not. And the transhumanist movement, that's what it's about. Now, I don't agree with everything to do with transhumanism. I don't agree with everything they stand for. But I think a lot of it's really freaking cool, man.
Yeah.
Like, they're talking about cloning, cyborgs, they're talking about integration.
This brings together all of these technologies.
You betcha. It's the evolution of mankind into something bigger. Now, there's a lot of different philosophical stuff and a lot of, you know, crap from guys who, you know, want to sit around and debate the moral and ethical standpoint. I'm like, whatever, give me armor, okay? It's all about, do I live long and do I get power armor? That's what it's about for me. I don't care about anybody else. Do I live longer and get power armor? That's all I want. That's the deal, okay? Do I get to go to space, live longer, and get power armor? That's what it's all about. Now, the thing is, between the transhumanists, okay, and you have, like, everyone's getting freaked out, and so you're getting these subsects, like the Raelians.
Okay.
Everyone remember the Raelians. The Raelians are the guys that went to the thing and said that they, you know, their alien buddies were going to harvest humanity. And download SKTFM.TV episode 1 or 2.
Whoa, I think we did it in 1.
I think we did it in 1.
The first
where
one.
I actually went to a Raelian, this is pretty funny. I went to www.sktfm.tv and download the one where there's a Raelian news conference that I saw, like, the true face of God and all this stuff.
And you're like, yeah, buddy.
And I went there and I totally heckled these guys. Like, it was brutal. And I was, you know.
Set them up and
knocked them down. I used to argue religious theology, right? So, I mean, I kind of know my Bible and I'm getting pretty good with my Torah and my Quran as well.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and for these guys to come in there and say, oh, yeah, you know, this French race car driver, you know, he was going up all driving along a mountaintop, and of course, you know, he saw some aliens. So what did he do? He got out of his car and surrendered. And they took him to his home world, and they met Jesus and Mohammed and Buddha and all the rest of it. You know, and I'm like, whatever, man. You know, have another bonk.
They were all robots.
And they were all robots. You know, and you got to watch it. I really hack on these guys. But anyway, they are very, very powerful. Now, this is amazing to me. which is why I'm going to have to start me another, you know, thing, because Scientology, I thought Scientology was the biggest crack-induced drug fest I've ever seen in my life.
Raelians are pretty out there,
the too. The Raelians make Scientology look like a good idea. You know, the Raelians are like such a gag. I would expect people to worship me rather than the Raelians.
They're big, too.
Yeah, they're huge.
I see them on the street all the time.
Betcha. They're everywhere. They got, like, I don't know if it's the open marriages or the orgies they have in the fields.
I think
or
it might
the,
be.
The weird juggling guys in striped pants. I don't know what the deal is there.
Feeling to belong.
You know, I don't
orgies.
Know what that is. Yeah. I don't know what that is. I think I better redo something, you know. I think I better cook up something that I can distribute in some open source philosophy that I can distribute to people to kind of combat this, because there's a lot of whack jobs out there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but, and the Raelians have got real power. And this reminds me a lot of, everyone read Aliens, the Dark Horse comic series Aliens?
I had them. I bought them.
Yeah, they're very
so cool.
And in the graphic novel, if you want to pick up something cool, check those out. They're very, very cool. And when you check those out, in that book, it was a really strange time in, like, the world they have is very weird, where a lot of people are creating, they're worshipping strange gods and all this kind of stuff, but they worship, like, technology, and they're utilizing technology on a forbidden level. And that's exactly what these Raelians are doing. Now, the Raelians, there's a link in the IRC from Cosmoverse, okay? And it talks about how these guys are going to do secret cloning of people. Okay, they blatantly said, we're cloning humans.
I didn't know they were really into technology. I thought they were all peaceful, hippie kind of people.
They're the guys who run Clonaid. Clonaid.com is a Raelian-run business where they say that we're going to do cloning, and they say they've got a secret lab, and in the next 2 years, we're cloning a human, and there's nothing you can do about it. Okay.
Well, they just go to another country that doesn't ban it.
Well,
go to the ocean.
Well, it doesn't really even matter. I mean, the fact is that there's a bunch of UFO cult psychos running around with enough gear.
With a lot of money.
With a lot of money. Oh, my God, do these people have money, okay?
Because the people who join them dedicate their whole lives and give them all their money.
Yeah, because they're a cult and they're dangerous and they're psycho.
Yeah.
Okay, and, you know, and it kind of freaks me out that these people would have cloning. Now, I think cloning's okay. I think we should run with cloning. But I just don't want psycho UFO cults to have cloning.
Do we need more psycho Christian cults or psycho cults everywhere?
No, what we need is we need to understand that if we do not progress on our own, psychos will.
Oh, he's Canadian born.
Who's Canadian born?
Real.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's from Montreal, right?
It's not my fault.
Oh.
That's not my fault. He's not Canadian. He's from Montreal. He's a Quebecer.
That's a different realm of people.
Yeah, a couple years ago, they were trying to bug out. Okay, they don't even speak our language. Like, give me a break. You know, whatever. We jersey them all the time. So, no, but seriously, the whole Louis Real is just a whack job.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, people are like, oh, well, what are you going to do? What you do is you beat them to the punch.
Right.
Okay. If they're going to do this, if you're going to have psychos out there doing this anyway, you may as well get the technology going. You may as well have it happening so that, in the words of the 1950s, we do not have a cloning gap. Okay. You got to have that happening, because the last thing I want is to get a bunch of crazy psycho ass Montreal Quebecois clones running around with weird mutant viruses. I mean, this is some serious shit. I mean, you start looking at the way these guys are, you know, they're doing their thing, and they're not adhering to any kind of laws at all, other than their own written code, which I understand, you know, everybody kind of adheres to their own laws anyway.
That's right.
But
they think they're right.
It's a pretty psychotic wild card when you're thinking you're working for aliens and all these other moral and ethical figures were robots. Okay, like, I mean, who only knows? You know, who only knows what they could cook up? Like,
I thought they'd be dedicating more time to bringing their alien masters back. And I thought these guys were, like, almighty.
Yeah,
and
whatever. Okay, they're obviously crack monkeys. But the thing is, everyone's like, well, you know, it's no big deal. Really? Well, they have more money and more influence than the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you want the Taliban running around with genetic information and materials?
Not really.
Cooking up really cool anti-white devil viruses?
Not
I mean, that's
really.
Some scary stuff. I'm not trying to be CNN here, being Mr. No, fear everything. That's not the idea. But technology is got to be mastered by the people. We have to be able to follow that. Because, and you know what? Technology will be mastered by the people, whether the government wants you to or not. So that's why we, the rats in the walls, the people listening to the broadcast, are the answer. We're the ones who matter. Each and every one of us have a responsibility to follow this stuff. It's an uphill battle. But you know what? Way back when the country was starting, okay, when the United States started, okay, there was a bunch of people who were separatists, and they went and they did, and they were called terrorists back in that day by the British, okay?
Yeah.
George Washington was a terrorist. Like it or not, that's what he was, okay? And because of that, because some people had some decent ideas, I mean, yeah, you know, a lot of people, well, I didn't agree with his morals, whatever, okay? The point is that all movements start as a very small idea, and if we can just kind of keep it together, each individual person does make an absolutely huge difference, a huge difference, because if you don't, things like what's going on in Hong Kong right now will start to happen, and that's a little frightening. We got an email from the guy who wrote the Survival Guide.
Very cool guy.
I remember that from the What the Hell show. Okay, the Survival Guide. And he sent us this email. I'm going to read it out to you here. As the popularity of the internet and networking gaming skyrockets in Hong Kong, there have been questions raised about whether commercial internet service centers should be subject to the same rules as amusement arcades, which, you know, your web cafes, right? Under Hong Kong law, amusement arcades are only licensed until midnight and may not allow anyone younger than 16. But as the internet has taken hold, game enthusiasts have taken to networking online multiplayer gaming. Okay, LAN centers, right on. Internet service centers are attracted many young gamers, some questioning whether these establishments should be licensed the same way as arcades. So where this is going, though, where does all this go? Blah, 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 blah. It goes on and talks about it. But they're wondering about rule restrictions on these centers, restrictions on internet access at these centers. Okay?
In China, you say.
In China, you say. But they're so liberal. China, wow. You know, they're really known for their open policies on so many different things. You know, and that's the technology that we have to be very, very careful. Well, what's the big deal, Sean? You know, they're 16-year-old kids. They can't be open all night. I mean, what's the big deal? You put a frog in water, turn up the heat slowly, he won't jump out, and he boils to death. Okay?
Right.
If you push an inch. A lot of people ask me that. When I was dating my wife, okay, when I was dating the dark one, okay, originally, people used to come up to me and try to put, well, why don't you wear this kind of a tuxedo? And I'd be like, ah, fuck off, right? And I'd really bite back.
Yeah.
You know, and these people would be like, whoa, you know, why are you fighting back so hard? Because if you push me an inch, you push me another inch. And you push me another inch. Before you know it, I've moved 10 feet. Okay?
Soon
not cool.
Sean's having dinner parties.
And soon I'm having dinner parties and going to church. And
going, oh,
you know,
oh,
and I'm asking to borrow your Himmel. Okay? No. Screw that. Okay? That's not on. Okay? And you got to watch that stuff. You got to watch that. And that's why we, of the counterculture, the wogs of the world, have to get together and we have to be watching this kind of stuff. Now, there's a, you know, in the second part of the show, we're going to be talking about robotics. Robotics is a fantastic, underrated consumer project. Like, it's slowly getting some notoriety. It was big a while ago, the Mindstorms thing, but we really have to look at that. I mean, there's so much we can do with this. It's just unbelievable the amount of technology that is now available for the wogs, man, for the rats in the walls. We can get at this stuff, okay? But before we go to that, I want to talk about a really cool album that came out a while ago, okay? Gary Newman. Okay, everyone remembers Gary Newman. Scotty was good friends with Gary. Okay, the professor. And Gary Newman put out a bunch of stuff. I'm like, well, I've heard Gary Newman, Sean. You know, Manson did a cover of one of his songs, Down in the Park. Okay, Down in the Park. And so this is really cool. That whole album, okay, but the song Down in the Park, which Manson covered, is actually about replicants. It's about a society where machines take over and people are assessed by machines. And if you're not assessed to a certain intelligence level, you're turned into a Mac man, which means machine man. And you're okay. Sort of like turned into a huge...
Well, that explains why people use Macs, then.
Yeah, Mac man. Yes, you are not smart,
you're not
enough.
Smart enough.
You're not smart enough to use a PC. Here's a Mac.
It only has one button. Go easy.
Yeah, go easy on it. Easy on that button, you. Or you can use Windows XP. So
it has friendly buttons.
It has friendly buttons. We're not going to let you do anything. No, you can't look at this. You'll wreck it. I'm going to write Windows XP. You know, why do you want to look at your C drive? Because it's mine. No, you suck.
It doesn't exist.
You're going to break this. Shut up.
Look at your favorites.
Go look at the favorites again. Go sort the web. Go on. Get out of here. Don't look at your C drive. I'm in charge of your C drive. No, I don't think so. But anyway, Gary Newman's in Down in the Park. He talks about that's why he says, you know, Down in the Park where machines play Kill by Number, Down in the Park with a friend called Five. Because all machines were given machine names. It's an amazing album, okay? The dude is actually way ahead of his time. So he went through a big thing a while back, and he came out with an album, which he kind of got away from the whole pop sound. That album was called Sacrifice. Okay, his last three albums are Sacrifice, Exile, and Pure, in that order. Okay, Exile, bit of trivia here, is heavily influenced by the film Prophecy. Everyone saw Christopher Walken in Prophecy, and it's a very cool film. But that was like a huge, David talks about God and all this kind of stuff, yada yada yada. And from that, that's what we're gonna play tonight is from the track Exile. It's called Dead Heaven. And it's a really, these last three albums, Sacrifice, Exile, and Pure, okay, are awesome albums. Like, you want to get goth? You want to get goth now?
Yeah.
Holy cow. It's very hard to find what I call to be classic goth music, okay? Very, very hard. Because, I mean, now everyone thinks Manson's goth. Manson is not goth. For everyone listening, Manson is not goth, okay? He's industrial goth.
Industrial rock.
Yeah, he's industrial rock. He's an industrial artist who's got goth tendencies. He's not goth. Okay, goth is like, whatever. Am I goth or not? Whatever. I don't know. I'm a classic. I'm a classic old school goth. And it's hard to find old school style.
You're not punk.
You're not punk. Whatever. You don't know nothing about punk. You paid tax on that energy patch. You know nothing. You suck so bad. Oh, my God. I can't believe that. So, anyway, this is a very cool. So, you want to take this. The three albums are Sacrifice, Exile, and Pure.
Get them all, right, Sean?
Yeah, go get them all. Buy the albums eventually, or send them some money, or do whatever. Okay?
Steal them and send money to Gary Nichols.
Because he's actually really cool. He's actually a really cool guy.
He looks cool.
He is. Actually, if he goes to a show, if Gary Newman, there was a, you remember that dude Sean Cassidy from the 60s? I don't remember this guy. But he was like this yeah, he's kind of like one of the has-beens. A lot of people would put Gary Newman in the has-been category.
Yeah.
You know, they would.
Yeah.
And he showed up. They both showed up to do an autograph signing. Gary Newman showed up before him. He was there from like noon to one or whatever. And his slot was over. But Gary Newman wouldn't leave because there were still fans there. And he did not leave the building until every fan got an autograph. Every single one. That is huge because we're talking about hours here, like hours.
That's where your priorities lie. You can see
where he's
dedicated.
He's not trying to build fan base. Okay, he was already big. He already had his hits. Okay, so, and he's been in the game forever. Gary Newman, what are you kidding?
Uh-huh.
Okay, the guy's been around since Christ was a cowboy, all right? Give me a break. Okay, but he gets it. Gary Newman's one of those guys who get it. So that's why I want to run. And this will surprise you. For a guy who's been around for as long as Gary Newman has, he's like David Bowie. He's one of those guys who's like reinventing himself. And these last three albums, if you like this song, this isn't one of those ones that kind of, you know, oh, it's the one good album from the song. No, no. Last three albums all have the same kind of feel to it. Very cool, very background. Check this out.
This off the new one?
This is from Exile. This is the middle one.
But they're all the same.
The first one's a little bit more poppy because he's got some echo from the other one. And what I mean a little bit more poppy, I just mean a little bit. Okay, there's like a beat. And Exile is really heavy. And Pure, like the title track from Pure is about a guy who kills children and about what's going on in his head. Okay, let's talk about dark things for a while.
Yep.
Okay, the dude is brutal. Amazing, amazing artist. Check this out. Very cool.
Are you desperate for a second income? Have a really high pain threshold? If so, University Hospital is looking to pay subjects big money for practically nothing.
Twice a week, I'm paid to take pills and drink stuff. You know, sometimes I'm a little moody when I come home to my girlfriend, but, like, that's anything new.
Can't get to sleep at night? Might as well be paid for your anxieties.
The glare from the lights can get annoying, but at the 20-hour mark, you don't even notice the wires and IV tubes. My kids want guitar lessons. It's all for them.
Why sit around at home watching TV when you can get paid to do it at a research facility? On drugs.
Once a month, I let med students give me rectal exams. It's not like I'm a prostitute or anything. I'm paid good money to let people probe my ass.
Call 1-800-ME-FOR-SALE and get rich quick, because you don't need to be dead to sell your body to science.
to call me to the end. But I woke up, lost my faith, I was staring at the face of the grave. Didn't think I'd see the demon in his heart. But I saw blood turn to wine, the vision from the angel war. Didn't think I'd find the savior in the dark. But I saw a light tear the storm, showing me the way to God. Didn't know that heaven died and went to hell. Blessing is from heaven. Blessing the shadow and pain. Blessing is in heaven. Blessing is death in
delicious.
Uber Nostrum tastes just like candy.
I mean, it's tasty.
I enjoy the freedom of Uber Nostrum.
It takes the pain away.
Uber Nostrum.
Uber Nostrum makes me feel fresh.
Uber Nostrum improved my golf game.
I made $20,000.
I never knew love, and then I tried Uber Nostrum.
Uber Nostrum.
I haven't cried in weeks, I think.
You should take Uber Nostrum, just in case.
There's no downside.
It looks great. I look great.
I feel great now.
I feel good.
Good.
Goodness.
Savory goodness.
Uber Nostrum.
This is going to sound strange. strange, but I feel like more like a woman.
I feel more like a woman.
Uber Nostrum changes lives.
Thank you, Uber Nostrum.
Thank God for
Uber Nostrum.
Du musst mehr gut gefühlen mit
Uber Nostrum.
Uber Nostrum. I'm digging that, man. Uber Nostrum. Oh, stop your whining, Gun Tape Flunky, you little weirdo. You're going to be fine. I killed her in the IRC, and she's all crying now. I have to keep her at arm's length. I really do. Oh, yeah. Well, it's not every day I have, like, nubile young women come up to me with gun tape wrapped over their body, giggling with their head tilted. It's a little strange. I don't really know how to deal with that. Hey, Sean, heek. You know, like my tits. Whoa. thinking of life. You know, it's hard. You know, it's very hard. Anyway, tonight's topic theme is robotics. Now, robotics is such a cool field. There's so much going on in robotics. I picked up a Lego Mindstorms. Guilty as charged. Okay, guilty as charged. I mean, there's guys doing some really, really wicked stuff with Lego Mindstorms. Like, guys are building Rubik's Cube solvers. You know,
that's amazing.
That's, you know, there's a really cool one. A guy built a phalanx to shoot squirrels off his porch. Okay, it auto-tracked a squirrel and fired at it using, like, these spring-loaded, like, Nerf things. It was just nutty. Okay, but, I mean, this is all applications that could be taken to the next level. I mean, one that we're going to put in the IRC right now is this guy built a DAT tape changer out of Lego Robotics. Okay, so
wow.
you could like change DAT tapes with using Lego Robotics. I mean, that's
how to justify your Lego Mindstorm budget for
yeah,
work.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I need to have the you know,
more Lego Mindstorms.
Yeah. So it's brutal. It's brutal. You know, I don't really know. You know, it's so cool, all the stuff that's going on robotics. Like, I wanted to get into robotics so bad. So bad. But the problem is that it takes so much time.
And money, too.
Lego is not cheap, but it is not as hard as you might think.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff you can do. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as things go on. The best thing you can do is books. You can steal them, or you can sign them up from your local library, or you can probably download a good chunk of them off the web.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, some things, I'm not a big fan of the ends justifies the means, okay? But some things, there are. We're at a crisis center in our world right now where people need to take technology back. And the people, the logs of the earth, have to get together and start getting into this tech. We're like, you know, yeah, I don't really know what I'm into, you know, but I always thought robotics was cool. Well, if you think robotics is cool, get into it. Get into it, you know? Build, like, one stupidly cool thing. Build one thing, even if you think it's dumb. I guarantee the guy who started building his DAT tape holder, okay, didn't expect to wind up being talked about on an internet radio show.
That's right.
That's very cool. This is the kind of stuff, I mean, it winds up being slash dotted, you know? I mean, it's just nutty. Okay, yeah, the $6 million smokehouse, you know.
There's another use for Lego.
The $6 million smokehouse, I still have a mechanical chair. I still have that. Yeah, I still have it. I still have an electronic
wheelchair.
I put mountain bike tires on. I actually got mountain bike tires that fit the chair. And I just, like, I still got it. It's kicking around, but I just didn't have time to get the $6 million smokehouse project happening.
Because,
I mean, that would be like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to do the show anymore, guys. I'm not going to write anymore, guys. I'm not going to do anything anymore. Why? Because I'm working on a wheelchair.
John's wife left him. You know, he's in the basement.
You know, because I'm working on this wheelchair for Smokey. You know, and I would love to do that. I'd love to have that. Time is so incredibly precious.
Yeah.
And robotics is all about saving people time. That's what it is. And if people are, this is another prime example of why if you do not master technology, it will replace you. Okay.
Yes.
Not only will it master you, it will replace you. You will not be. I'm sorry. The days of the green chain at the sawmill are limited. Okay. Guys pulling lineal board feet off the machine. Dude, you know, your days are numbered, all right?
You always see them on the news. I'm losing my job.
I'm losing my job. You know, well, that's really crappy that's going on. I feel bad for you, and I hope you do and can educate yourself. Okay, because I'm not so cold as to go, well, you know, some people don't have the chance, Sean. I understand that. I think that these people should be educated. I think it's crappy that the businesses don't go, listen, you know, we're getting rid of your job. We're going to give you a chance to learn another job so we can keep you because you're a loyal employee, okay? okay? Yep. I think that they should do that. But the reality of the situation is that corporations don't care about you, okay?
They care about money.
They care about money.
And why, I mean, they're a corporation and not your friend.
You know, yeah, that's pretty much it. And like Tantrix today, he put up that he put up a soundboard. I didn't do a, I was going to talk about that.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that near the end. Remind me.
Yeah.
But Tantrix did a soundboard, and there's like so many times when you look at it, and like it says on the soundboard, you get fucked, okay?
Oh, Sean.
Sorry, I'm a bad person. No, not the buzzer. No. Okay, that's fine. Okay. No, but seriously, it's like you sit there and you look at it, you look at all the things that are happening, and these people are getting screwed, okay? They're getting, like, completely done, and there's nothing that they can do. They're trying to fix it, but they can't. They can't adapt to the technology, so you have to start now. You have to start thinking about it now.
Yeah.
Now, robotics in the home. Now, there's a lot of people, like, why isn't there more of a push in robotics in the industry? Why isn't that happening? Well, because they don't really want the consumers to have robotics, because then they will be more self-sufficient. They'll take away the dependency. Think about what all the things you could do if you had a robot. Even a robot you could build yourself and have it do stuff. What would you have it do? I mean, how much money would you not spend entertaining yourself, just for starters? But not only that, how much money would you not spend on playing golf or doing all these other things, or like the applications that you would have, okay? There's things that robots can do that they don't really want. They only want, you know, the industrial nation to have these robots. They don't want people to be into robotics. And they. Who's they? The Bilderberg Group. You want to know who they is? Check out the Bilderberg Group. Anyway, that's the they. They're my they. Okay. At the end of it all, it's the Bilderberg Group. Okay. There's also the White Council.
I've never heard of that.
The White Council? No, you haven't.
Oh.
Only select few know of the White Council. Mm. I've got a book that Ron Astarian gave me on secret societies. It's like a whole encyclopedia of secret societies.
And that's one of them.
Yeah, it's pretty killer. Anyway, so we posted that link about the robotic Lego.
I posted the first one.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Okay.
Okay, now, but even still, because technology has run away, okay, robots are now blasé, okay? Remember when the big quest was to make a walker robot? That was the big quest?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the other day, a robot opened the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, really?
Yes. Bipedal Sony robot, okay, opened the New York Stock Exchange.
Not the Honda one?
Yeah, the Honda one. Oh, sorry, Sony. Sorry, made a mistake there. Sorry, Danny. It's the Honda robot called SIO or whatever its name is.
Yeah.
Opened the stock exchange. And nobody, if you read the article, people weren't even paying attention.
They're like, eh.
Yeah, bipedal machine walking over and pressing a button. Okay. okay, understand that there was, people have picked up a phone. And look at how much damage they figured out how to do with DTMF tones.
Yes.
Okay. When we
give this robot a gun.
Give this robot a gun and let some
drop it somewhere.
And let the Decker crew have a go at it. Yep. And we're going to own us some droids.
Yeah.
Okay, that's exactly what's going to happen. Robots are becoming blasé. If you check out the story, it's beginning to happen. And now you can get a walking robot kit for yourself. That's the next link. There's a walking robot kit.
Walking robot kit?
Yes. It's like this.
No way.
Yeah, it's like this three.
Two legs?
Yeah, two legs. It's like 3.5 centimeters tall.
Wow.
It's got an IR remote control that can tilt and it walks. And it looks like a little walking Lego man. You can have him run around on your desk. Yeah, it doesn't take off or nothing. But it's not actually truly a robot. Okay.
I got to look at that link.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It looks almost exactly like a little Lego man. And to be honest now, a lot of people are like, well, it's not a robot. You know, everyone's really misusing the term robot.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, everyone's really misusing the term robot. A robot is autonomous. Okay, if it's remote control, it is not a robot. It is remote control.
I thought it was Android and robot. That's the difference.
No. A robot is, I'm sure Anki's going to cut my head off of this one.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
No, it's all wrong. You're so wrong. A robot is, let's say if I take a car, make it go forward, it hits a bumper, spins back and then goes forward again without me touching it, makes a decision on its own.
Yes.
If then, therefore, it is a robot.
Okay.
Okay, at its simplest form.
Okay.
But if it hits the wall and I press a button to make it go back, it is remote control.
Right.
Okay. Okay. If it's an Android, okay, this is the interesting thing about Androids. Androids are made to look like people. Okay, in order for it to be an android, it has to look like a person. And I believe it also has to, it could be a remote control android. But it
doesn't necessarily have to have AI? Is that the next level up?
No, artificial intelligence is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Okay, artificial intelligence is a brain. Okay, it's electronic brain. An android is a physical body that looks like a human. Okay.
Oh, okay.
A real doll, it could be argued, like realdoll.com, this the uber real sex doll, could be argued that that is an android. Okay, because it is
human.
It looks human. It's designed to have human interaction, even though it, you know, it doesn't actually move on its own.
Just sort of lays there.
It sort of lays there. It's like it's the most glorified stuffed doll. Now that said, though, would stuffed animals be considered androids? No, I don't think so. But what's the difference? Blah blah blah. So I guess a real doll. I mean, there's so much technology. I mean, like it or not, there's insane technology that went into real doll. Like nutty,
huge,
nutty budget. I mean, $5,000 sex doll. Are you crazy? Okay,
you're really into sex dolls.
Yeah, all that thing. Thing's got to do is blink when you look in its eyes and touch its face and change its facial expressions, and it's an android.
Yeah.
Okay, if it does anything autonomously, I would say it's an android. I can't really call the real doll an android.
That'll be the end of relationship.
But, it's really, really brutal. Now, somebody posted one that they said was better. Click on that. This one
than
is
real. Real doll?
Yeah, no. Marine Monsters Front Products.
Oh, okay.
Dreamforce. What the hell are they talking about there?
That's
just got posted in the IRC. I'm going to take a look. We're not
ignoring you completely.
Not ignoring you completely. Just most of the time. Dreamforce.
This is the same page.
Does this have? Oh no, it's a different. Is this a robot? Holy crap.
Shoots and walks around.
What does this thing do?
2 feet
walking action for rapid advance.
Does games.
Holy crap.
Lift under 200 grams, 360 rotation.
Whoa, dude. How much does it cost? Set me up. The thing's like a robot. Remote controlled combat shooting robot. Yeah! Let's talk about reverse engineering. You know what I say? I say we take one of these, a Sony ABO, and cross the two of them, and I've got a robotic Centaur. That's what I say. Holy cow, 50 fully functional joints.
50 joints?
Holy wow, this thing is incredible.
How big is this thing? It's like both.
You want to pour your drink, pick up paper clips, robot versus robot battles? Wow, that's really nuts. Okay, bear in mind, it's remote control, though.
Yeah.
So it can't actually articulate. It can't actually articulate on its way, but I'm wondering if there's a way that you could hook sensors to this thing and build like a Lego backpack. Now, that would be something to see.
All it needs is sensors, and it's hooked up to a computer which controls the mind of it.
That's right, and you'd be able to do it. Wow,
put some Lego on it. Put some sensors, Lego sensors.
Yeah, you put a Lego backpack, like an RCX on its back. It says it can carry 200 grams.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. That's very cool. Now, see, guys, you got to send me this kind of stuff. If you see links like this, that I guess I got to give them an email to do that, don't I? I'll do it.
Hey, send it to me.
Why? You want to be my buffer? Huh? You going to censor me?
Can flood your email box.
I can flood my email. Yeah, I'm sure I'll get millions of email. Okay, guys, if anyone wants to get in touch with me, and please don't flood my email with
I can make one up.
Can you?
Under Rant Radio and forward it to you so yours isn't compromised. We can cut it off and change it every once in a while.
There we go. Okay, so you can send it to SeanK@rantradio.com. Wait a little while because
Wait till after the show.
It's not up yet, okay? But SeanK@rantradio.com. We can do it here.
Yeah, it's easy.
So give it about half hour after the show's over and then hit me with this stuff. But whoever found that link, you see robotic stuff like that, tech like that, that's the kind of stuff I want to cover on the show. I want to have stuff like that so that people are aware of it so that we can see what's going on with that. Very, very cool stuff. You can do some very, very cool stuff with that. Okay? And during the show, I mean, people are talking to the IRC about concepts. I mean, I've gone into the IRC and, you know, it's wall-to-wall blowjobs in there, okay?
It is.
But I've gone into the IRC and they're talking about some really deep stuff.
Once in a while, they...
You know, they really get off onto these tangents. There's people doing links. And it's the guys who are there who never say anything when people are talking about the wall-to-wall blowjobs.
Yep.
And then they'll be talking about an interesting topic, and all of a sudden it gets into, like, these people who never say anything are all of a sudden talking. Okay, and that's what it should be. I mean, you know, granted, there's a certain amount of that, but it's crazy. Now, another robotic project, which I thought was really cool, really, really cool.
This sounds pretty cool.
Is, it seems that MIT just made a remote control helicopter. I've always thought that more people should do more with remote control helicopters.
Yeah, because they can go up, down, left, right. Anywhere,
yeah, and they don't have the problem of bipedal movement.
No.
Well, MIT made a chopper that can do a 360-degree barrel roll. Okay. What are you doing over there?
I'm not doing any. That's in the song.
Freaking it out or what?
Yeah, I hate that noise.
Yeah.
That's the worst noise in the world.
That's wacko, you know. And the MIT aerial robot. Yeah, it's very cool. There's a movie you can download there. where it talks about what this thing could do. And it's a video of this thing doing just the wackoest stuff.
First acrobatic roll.
Yeah, and it could do it because it's impossible for a helicopter to do a roll.
Oh.
Okay, because of the way a helicopter functions, apparently.
Okay.
But, of course, those wacko guys at MIT have gone and, you know.
Those Urban nerds. Just look at the picture.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, give me a break. If I was at MIT,
I'd
be flexing my brain, you know, daily.
Wow, very cool stuff.
Very, very cool stuff. And you want to say, well, that's all cool, Sean, but how's this going to be applied? Well, the next link is a .mil address, which talks about how's that applied? Right here, baby. Let's talk about aerial drones. Okay, let's talk about aerial drones that are already deployed for spy missions.
Mm.
Okay.
These the tiny little things? Or
no, this thing is freaking huge. It's rather, shall we say, large. It's got a camera on it. It flies around. It can do, like, the hovering missions and the whole nine yards. This is where you're going to see technology going in the next little while.
Yep.
And just like with the computers, it was the military and DARPA who
developed it.
And how did we get the internet? How are we able to do this? Because we took it. We took it for our own, and there is no way that we could have.
So we got to thank the military once at least.
Well, we have to thank the military for bringing it out, yeah, and making it available and stuff like that. But we're the ones who took it. We took it by force. We took the internet by force. They couldn't stop it.
Yeah. Once
okay.
Again.
But don't think that these people are stupid because they're going to learn again. You're going to see some huge. All it takes is for one guy to build an automated sentry gun outside of his house when the JTF kicked down the door, you're going to see huge robotic restrictions. I mean, monstrous robotic. Think about it. How easy would it be to build a sentry gun?
Easy.
A guy built one out of Lego.
Use that technology we're talking about before.
Yeah.
With recognizing human forms, it goes
on
to
a
the
simple,
human.
On a simple level, you turn it on when you don't want anything on your lung, and it just tracks.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably go to Home Depot, get some motion sensors, line up the motion sensors with cardboard tubes and a huge star cluster, okay, hook the whole thing through your X10 system, and drop your 22 caliber whatever with an auto feed, or let's not go 22, let's say make it a 12 gauge, okay, with some really heavy bird shot, so you got cluster patterns, and the thing just spins and fires. Ta-da! Instant sentry gun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all it takes is going to take for one of those guys out there to go really, really wiggy like that, and you're going to see huge restrictions. Huge! Huge restrictions!
Because they don't like competition.
You betcha. Now, everybody knows that walking robots are cool. Okay, walking robots, I mean, flying robots are very, very cool. But Enki showed me this a long time ago. This is from Denmark. This is a guy went and listed every walking robot ever made.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, in a link format, so you can go there, and it's the walking machine. It's every single one. There are so many walking droids.
I didn't think there were that many.
Huge amounts of them, and that's why in Robot Wars and all this kind of stuff, they have these, they have special weight characteristics and weight classifications for walking robots. People want to see the walking robots, because walking robots are cool. There's nothing really as slick as a walking robot. Now, a lot of them are spider designs.
Six legs, any kind of leg.
Kind of a leg momentum, but I mean, this is a huge, like, there's no need for us to reinvent the wheel, okay? There's no need for us to sit out there. I really hope that some of our listeners, you know, may not be into this kind of stuff. They're rather, you know, more doers than a loudmouth like me. Maybe they want to sit there and actually do stuff. I really hope that people listening to this, you know, they want to get involved with it. Yeah, I should check into that. There's all kinds of resources, okay, out there for people to just ask for. You just got to reach out on the web. You just got to take it.
Right there.
And you can get it, okay? You don't have to have a master's. That's a joke. Okay, it's a joke. You don't need to have this program. Tell me why there's 14-year-old kids shutting down phone stations. They went to school for that? No. You can experiment on your own. You can experiment more than that. You can cross this with suppressed technology. Some people say there's such a thing as a perpetual motion machine, a generator.
Uh-huh.
Some people say that exists. Some people say it doesn't. Okay? But, I mean, there's some very cool stuff. I wanted to make a solar-powered robot for Burning Man.
Right.
Okay. Which is essentially solar powered robot. And what I would do is at the end of every year at Burning Man, what they would do is they go out there and they clean up. Okay.
Oh, yes.
So
right.
What I want to do is kind of do a Johnny Five design of a robot. And this thing's solar powered. It stays, you know, it finds a location during the day. It goes to minimum power and sensors are on.
Yeah.
Solar powered, so it's recharging.
And there's a lot of sun out there.
And there's all kinds of sun, baby, and wind. You know, you could have like a little wind thing on it. Okay. and it's got its sensors on, so if somebody comes near it, it runs. And the Black Rock Desert is one giant flat chalk pond, okay? That's all it is. It's long and flat, okay?
So it's easy to recognize something out of place.
Oh, yeah. So, but the thing is that it can run. You wouldn't need special terrain wheels. It would go forever. And if you could put a decent motor in it, like an ATV, well, like an electric ATV, essentially, you know, it could run from people, because the Burning Man, ooh, that's very cool, and that's Surfer Robotics.
More signal, less noise.
Yeah, see, that's what I need. You guys, you want to find robotic links?
It's from Sparky.
Oh, is it from Sparky? Sparky, send me these links, man. You used to send me the fattest stuff. Okay, send me these links. These are awesome. I mean, like, this all... I mean, come on. Robots are slick.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
I mean, they are so cool. There's nothing cooler... Well, Mecha. Mecha's cooler. But, I mean,
that's,
you know...
That's just a big robot, though.
Mecha and Space Travel. Actually, well, Mecha's kind of a... that's a whole other conversation. You know, you're talking about Mecha. What is a... Is a Mecha a robot? No, it's not a robot. Is it remote control? No. But it's a perfect
Outer
marriage...
shell.
No, it's a perfect marriage between man and machine.
Yeah.
You know, because you press the joystick forward, the robot's got to know. It's going, okay, he wants me to go forward. It's got a sensor, so it's like a marriage between man and machine.
That's right, because it's got to know not to fall over. Like, you can't do the balancing.
I personally, if I were to get my hands on a Mecha, I would be the first guy to start up Mecha Sudai, which is from their old Robotech books where they talk about martial arts in relation to Mecha man-machine interface. That is an extension of a cyborg, essentially. That's all power armor is.
Yeah.
Okay, a Mecha is just a glorified... Well, the difference between power armor and Mecha... A power armor is, I move my arm, it moves its arm. I take a step, it takes a step. That's
it's like
glorified.
Mirrors you.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. Even from inside.
Think aliens.
Okay, so that is power armor. Mecha is when you are sitting in a cockpit and you're using a joystick, and even you maybe using your foot pedals. A Mecha can outlast power armor because it does not, it's not as physically demanding. Okay?
That's right.
Power armor is coming. Yes, it's very true. DARPA is doing a link right now. They have power armor out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Yes, it's having right now. Don't have a link. Somebody find the link and post it. Trotsky's Ghost. Post that bad boy, will you? well, he's the guy saying, power armor's coming. Okay, well, yeah. It's on CNN. They did a thing on it. It's very, very cool. DARPA, what again? What a surprise! is the DARPA crew. You know, it's pretty wild stuff. So, you know, but, I mean, the Mecha is the perfect marriage between man and machine. And the person you want to talk to about the perfect marriage between man and machine is Smokehouse, because Smokehouse just got his Mecha.
All right.
As promised, everybody who joins in my battle against Scientology working for our Lord and Master, Xenu, gets Mecha. And I can't say who's all been sent Mecha, but you know who you are.
I mean, if you want to come out and tell us about your Mecha that you got.
Oh, I request that you do. When you get your Mecha, please send us in an email. Okay, info@rantradio.com, talking about how happy or unhappy you are with your Mecha.
I mean, we can make revisions. It's
and definitely,
ever
we can
evolving.
Make revisions or changes you'd like to make. Maybe there was a design flaw. Okay, but this is what Smokey writes. Hello. I'm writing you today to tell you how pleased I am with my newly received custom-built WOG Mecha. I must say I'm pleasantly surprised. It's much larger and sturdier than the little Japanese piece of shit I was expecting.
No, that's Smokey swearing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Smokey swearing. I'm reading it expectantly. Japanese piece of shit I was expecting. Mr. Kennedy does excellent work. I am quite enamorous with the Xbox and 25 beers on tap that were installed as a surprise bonus. Well, it wasn't me, Xenu. Or it wasn't me, Smokehouse. That was Xenu. Xenu knows. Okay, Xenu.
He knows what you want.
He knows, man. He knows. He's not going to send you a Mecha without beer, dude. Not only is this Mecha useful in fighting the evils of Scientology, but I found it quite functional for my personal needs. Well, absolutely. For instance, when I recently was denied a position as a network administrator, I later returned to the site of my interview with my Mecha and proceeded to punch a hole in the wall of the building and use the Mecha's giant crane claws to liberate the building. Entire complement of network client machines for myself. I am now administrating my scientific network, my new network, as I see fit. Specifically, I've taken control of my small village of Bartonville. What a stupid name. And consequently renamed it Smokehousia. A far more classier name.
Oh, yeah.
And declaring myself just supreme dictator for life. Local law enforcement has not been an issue at this time, as they've been easily able to dispatch them with the dual-barreled napalm cannon and the brown noise generator. Yes, yes, it's a shitty deal for them. I will never be caught off guard because I now eat, sleep, and I now eat, sleep, and have many kegger parties in my mighty Mecca. Thanks to my crack team of maintenance bots, I have no worries. As a few final side notes, I'm planning to go on a nationwide tour of destruction to systematically destroy all Star Trek and anime conventions because I hate those little geeky fuckers and they must be dealt with. It should also go without saying that my love life has improved since acquiring the Mecca because everybody knows that chicks dig love guys with big hardware. I must bid you farewell now as I'm logging on to order the optional disco ball and fog machine accessory pack. Thanks again, Sean. You truly are the fucking man. Doing this Mecca's rockin', don't come a knockin'. Best wishes from your lifelong buddy, Smokehouse. Yeah, Smokey, that's right. You're one of the very first people, because, you know, Smokehouse.
Glad he likes it.
Oh, yeah, you know, the $6 million. Now, we want to get the $6 million Smokehouse project so he can have...
Oh, for sure.
After they... If
the
they,
body armor.
If they happen to damage his Mecca, he can get out power armor. Really,
that's right.
Yeah, and that comes with a whoop-ass dispenser machine. That's going to be just like, he's got a vending machine of whoop-ass on... Like, he's got kegs of whoop-ass. It'll be pretty mighty. Book review, talking about the Robot Builders. I own this book, The Robot Builders Bonanza. I'm going to do the link in the IRC right now. Huge link, danger, danger. Have that link.
There you go.
Have some of that. The Robot Builders Bonanza is a great book. Fantastic open beginning book. I mean, you do check all the reviews on it. Everybody says this book is the shit. It's awesome. Check this book out.
I'm going to have to ding you for that one.
No, don't do that. That's...
So, okay. Don't do it again.
Sorry, Danny.
I let it go during the
I know, it's bad.
I'm sorry,
Danny. But no, seriously, The Robot Builders Bonanza is a very, very cool book. It talks about, you know, lowered expectations, you know. That's the first thing the guy says, okay, let's distinguish between reality and fantasy. The difference between reality and fantasy is kind of like the reality of computers hacking and the fantasy of computer hacking.
Yeah.
When you turn on the computer, it is not a really cool, gooey, 3D, flying virtual interface that happens. No, it's a bunch of text.
Yep.
The reality of robots is, wow, I made a robot go down the hallway and not hit the wall.
Okay. I win.
The transformable ninja droid that kicks monster butt, leave that to Xenu. Okay, because he's, you know, got the alien technology. Make that happen. Okay, so that book review, I own that book. Highly recommend it. Highly, highly, highly. As a matter of fact, if you are even considering doing the robot builders, doing robotics or that kind of a thing, I highly recommend that book to anyone because it is very, very cool.
Plans for 11 complete robots.
Yeah, that's, and they have cool, like 99 inexpensive projects. I mean, after I watched that, after I read that, I was kind of going, well, you know, I can kind of see how cool this is, but I can also see how much time it's going to take, and it's just not feasible for me.
So if you don't have a life, fill it with robotics.
Yeah, you betcha. You betcha. And anytime you need anything, I mean, I would love to be getting mail from people talking about their robotics projects. I'll do updates on the air for it. I mean, got to understand that I dig tech hard. Okay, that's what got me into the whole computer scene anyways, because the hacker culture, the subculture, and I really just dug, like, the whole vibe, the whole Blade Runner thing was just killing me. And you get into robotics, I mean, there's nothing cooler than that. People who want to build, like, Mecha, I'd jizz. You know, I probably would sacrifice all of my Rant Radio thing just to get my hands on a Mecha. Sorry. Oh, yeah, you bet, baby. What? Make it a Mac 2, please. Mac 2's own. It would just be, just crazy, crazy cool. So if there are people out there listening or people who've downloaded this, been referred, and you're doing this, please, the show's still going. Give me a call. Contact info at rantradio.com. Send us some pictures. I'd love to see it. It'd be very, very cool. Very, very cool. Even if you got art and pictures, I mean, Zerstor is probably the big Mecca man. I mean, the guy's been doing pictures of Mecca since forever. You know, he's just crazy, crazy stuff. So it's time for the section of the show called Mess with the Normals. Okay, messing with the normals is fun.
The
normals. They're everybody else. Non-wogs. Non-wogs, non-Scientologists. They're normal.
It's just in between.
Now, I'm not advocating hacking here. I'm not advocating hacking on anyone in particular, okay? What it is, this is kind of a funny story. See, the professor works at a company who, I can't say their name, because I don't want to get them in crap. It's a Canadian company, and in this company, they do faxes back and forth.
Yeah. Okay?
All this kind of jazz. So they do these meetings and stuff like that. So he's got this friend of his, okay, named Frankie. And somehow the professor started up this fan club for Frankie. Now, Frankie has not done anything. Frankie does not deserve a fan club. But he's been, he's got people like, you know, faxing her stuff saying, wow, you're so cool. And this person is, like, they're laughing at it, but they don't really, you know, it's all been, you know, from
they're
within
like,
the company.
Yeah, whatever.
He managed to get somebody to swing by the shop and go in and ask for her autograph. You know, because that was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
So he tells me about this, and I'm thinking, damn, you know, we should mess with the normals. You know, because Frankie, like, they're doing outlandish claims about Frankie. Like, you know, Frankie heals the sick. You know, I was eating a nacho, and I saw Frankie's face in the nacho, and I could fly. All this kind of stuff. If you guys want to do this kind of stuff, just screw around. It's good fun. You won't get in any crap, I promise. If you do, you can hang me for it, okay? But her email address...
Be nice to her, though.
Be nice to her. Don't be mean. But if you want to send her, like, a story like that, you are my hero. Especially if you're in another country. If you're not in, because they don't know about this.
If your email address doesn't end in com.
Yeah, she doesn't know that we're doing this. Okay, because he doesn't know about the professor. So this is the best part, okay? So if you're in another country, please, okay, do a bad English translation and just send it over. It'll be awesome, okay?
Is it spelt right?
Yes.
Because Hotmail was spelt wrong, so.
Oh. Yeah, that was my screw-up.
Yeah, I fixed that, but how's the beginning? Is that
Yeah, that's that,
okay?
that is that,
okay.
that I was told that specifically. So,
okay.
So, that's a Hotmail account. Bomb the shit out of it. Go hard.
Oh!
So, shit isn't a swear word. It's not fair.
Oh, yeah, said it again.
It's not
that's
fair, though.
You.
It's not a swear word. That's more than two.
Because you said it a bunch of times.
You suck. You suck. Suck is not a swear word either.
No, it's not. Easy depends on the context, really.
Suck is not a swear word on any context.
You could make it really
No.
Bad.
Okay, whatever. Sim's a Nazi. Sim is a Nazi.
I won't buzz you for it, but...
If we're on the real radio. Oh, if I'm on the real radio, suck is. Have you listened to the real radio lately?
It gets bad. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Asshole is currently used on the real radio. That is not a swear word. Okay.
Depends
suck
the time and how.
Check the RC.
And how local it is.
What's that?
It depends on the radio station and how non-nationalized it
oh,
is.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, if we're on, you know, the Bridge Christian radio station, I suppose asshole's not going to get said too much.
No, not really.
No. So, taking a page from Jello's book right here, just before we get into the closing procedure. What time is it right now? Holy cow.
9:39. You're giving them lots.
They're getting their money's worth tonight.
Oh,
I tell ya.
Yeah.
Holy cow. So, I was thinking, you know, a lot of people, they want to get an online antenna. Online identity. Online identities are very cool, but they can never think of really cool names.
I mean, like, stupid names like Smokehouse. I mean, geez, that's lame, right?
Well, that's kind of a double pun there, isn't it? Lame. Oh, gosh, you're cold, man.
I'm joking.
That's cold. That's a cold
joking,
thing to say. How
joking,
do you make fun
joking,
of a crippled
joking.
Guy like that? You know, that's just...
I didn't mean that.
Yeah,
you're
you
the
did.
One who thought
no,
that
No,
one
no, you're sick. No way, man. Smokey's my friend. He's going to come over here and punch out your whole wall. You just wait. It's going to be brutal.
What's the maximum speed of his wheelchair?
No, it's the Mecca is the thing. I'm going to that thing can fly. Okay, anyway, That's kind of Brad, you know, like for all the stuff that the Japanese do that's technically accurate. You want to explain to me how you're going to get a 50-ton vehicle to fly on jets? I want to talk about fuel consumption for a minute
Whoa,
here.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, Jello Biafra on his albums, he used to go and he used to name bands. Okay, he used to go and he used to come up with, like, the Incredible Turdsicles.
Names for bands,
in his whiny little voice. So I was thinking, you know, I was sitting down today and I was thinking, you know, hey, if people want to get named... Wouldn't it be cool? Because when I couldn't come up with a name. That's why I became Sean
what
Kennedy
was your
the Man.
First name?
Yeah, mine was Witch Hunter back in the day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Only a billion of those.
Only a billion of those, and I couldn't think of anything, you know. And it's easy to name somebody else, but it's really hard to get named, to be christened, you know, to be digitally baptized into the subculture. So if anybody wants to get digitally baptized, you can send it up digitally baptized. Well, that sounds really cool.
Ooh.
Gonna need to rename that. That sounds bad. But digitally baptized, a little bit too Christian here. We'll be initiated or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Digitally initiated.
But I thought about some really cool names, some cool online names, you know, and it's better to have someone who you don't know through air radio give you the name, because that way it's actually anonymous.
That's right.
You know, like you could just say,
if you
whoa.
Don't know, if you don't like your name.
You can change it up, and I could have it go on there. You know what I'm saying? So
remember, you can steal this show. Steal these names.
You steal this name? If you like these names, I'm just going to call them out. Anybody who wants to be specifically named, email. But at the end of every show, I'm going to call out a bunch of names I thought up and I think are cool. Okay. Starting with Venomous Cod. I like that one.
Oh, that's good.
Mutant Muppet. Road Killer.
Ooh, good.
Ninja Sloth.
Oh.
Rebel Monk, Lockside, Slave Runner,
ooh.
Crypto Keeper. This one's one of my favorite.
They're good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. This one's one of my favorite. Maori Vogue.
What's the Maori?
The Maori are those guys from New Zealand who got all the like, really funky makeup on their chin and stuff like that. You know,
yeah.
they just sued Lego. So, Demon Furball, Wax Baller, Dr. Focus, Jill of All Trades, Vegetable Vengeance, Mecha Tantrum, Disappointed Robot, not a mad robot, just disappointed.
Yeah.
Okay. Random Automation, High Tech Stick.
Nice.
Vengeful Boomerang, Misconduct, Random Axis, Megaton Spray Bomb. I like that one. That's a good one. And Id Fungus.
Oh, these are great.
Yeah, that's
great.
On a roll for these names. I think there's some pretty mighty names here. Okay,
Sparky, I did see Jellabaffer in Vancouver.
Yes.
It was so good.
It was like 5 hours long.
Yes, and he only shut down because the buses shut down.
Is that why he
Yeah, he's
it?
Like, what times are the buses shut down around here? Well, we better stop then. It's like, he's just going and
yeah,
going.
Yeah, the guy's
going.
Unstoppable.
Oh.
I mean, Jello flexes multi-power. I mean, the guy's like just brutal.
Oh, he's awesome.
Oh, incidentally, of course, some of those names are taken. Like, give me a break.
Oh,
okay,
of
you
course.
Know how many people
yeah.
are on the internet? I'm not the most brilliant person in the world. Okay.
Misconduct, of course, I won.
I'd like to send big shouts out to Tantrix for his post-the
soundboard
yeah.
thing. Let's
this is very
again.
Funny. So that now I hope he's got it on a good server because he's about to get bombed. This is he made a soundboard which is like a bunch. Like, okay, when people do stuff like this, it just makes me go a big you know, chubby one. Because it's very, very cool. Like, I mean, come on. That's pretty huge on the ego, but I'm pretty honored by that stuff.
Okay.
You know, people going, okay.
We're
going
to do it.
Are we going to do it on the air?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Just wait for it to load up. But
it was very
quick to
load. But, yeah, I mean, it's one thing to have people give me the fan mail. And, you know what? I do appreciate fan mail. I do. I mean, it's
it
a lot of
going.
People. It does keep you going. It does. It does when people come up and go, hey, Sean, you know, and believe it or not, I keep it.
It's like, I liked the show last night.
Yeah,
awesome.
It was cool, you know. And even the people who call up and, you know, are all pissed off. You suck, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Quebec is so a part of Canada, whatever. You know, a lot of it is tongue-in-cheek, okay? Think of the show and think of me as kind of like a big smorgasbord. Take what you like, leave what you don't. Okay, just like everything else in your life. Take what you like, leave what you don't. Nobody's perfect. Let me play with this. I want to play with this. This is the soundboard. I want to do this.
Okay.
This 14-year-old girls fucking piss me off, people. Now I'm really pissed off, jacking up. Jesus Christ! Vegetarian. You get fucked. Tits. Britney fucking Spears. Britney fucking Spears.
That one's like so much like Lars Ulrich, it's
so
not even
good.
Funny from the government.
For fuck's sakes, corporations. Jesus Christ! I rather like radio. Shit. So. Sucks ass, people. Vegetarian. You get fucked. Britney fucking Spears. Corporations.
That one just kills me.
Yeah, the Britney Spears one is just deadly. You know, I mean, you can't even go wrong with that stuff. Very, very cool. Huge shouts to Tantrix for that.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, thank you. You know what? Thanks, man. That's really, really cool.
That should go on the Uber fan page.
Oh, I'm sure. Smokey's probably already got a poster.
Yeah, he's raping the site, stealing the code.
Yeah, you know, it's that's very, very slick. That the guy did that. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, what do you say to something like that? You know, like, wow, thank you that you think I'm so cool that you would do that. I hope you never meet me in real life because, wow, will you ever be impressed because I'm not that cool. Going through the IRC for the big checkout here, everyone. You have a few
seconds.
Thanks
for staying.
Thanks for sticking around. Very, very cool. We got Smokehouse, Agent Mulder, Arstude, Artemis, Breaker One, Delamorta, Discordian, Dr. Zodiac, Disturbed, Decker Case, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Enki and Ocean, Genesis, Girl on the Left,
Hey.
Griffin, Gun Tape Flunky, you know, I love
so good.
I love
Gun Tape
Vampire This
Flunky.
Morning. I do. I really do. And that's Gun Tape Flunky. Yeah, that's Vampire This Morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why
that's
I'm always saying the thing
name.
With the gun tape tits and stuff. I think she's just the best. So everyone who's always hacking on, I mean, Vampire This Morning, if you think I'm hacking on you, you should go take a lesson from Gloom Bunny. Because I beat Gloom Bunny with a broken 2x4, okay, with nails
to the
and
archives.
Shit. Listen to the archives. I practically killed Gloom Bunny, and she's great. JoJo the Dog Face Boy, crazy crazy fuck. I don't get beaten for that.
You don't get beaten for that.
No, Leshek, Lentium, Mr. Echo, Nomad Half Elf, Pseudo, Prophet Zerstor, Quoth, hey Quoth, Rice Bowl, Side Slide, Sir Dork, Ski, or SKI.
SKI probably.
SKI probably. Sparky, Suicide, Sin 1030 could be.
Maybe it spells out Sin.
Sinobo. Sinbo. Sinbo.
Maybe one day we'll know.
You are Sinbo. You are hereby dubbed
Sinbo.
Vengeful Stick. Tantrix,
your name now.
Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost. TW in Vegas, baby. Vegas, baby. Vegas. Who yeah. even cares? Lab Rat. And can I call in?
Now, who would that be?
That would be a big flaming, screaming no.
that would be a no
descending from orbit in re-entry. Okay. That would be a no with vapor trails. That would be the no moving so fast it looks like it's standing still, moving slowly across the screen with the background moving really fast. That's how big the no is. Okay. That's like a no from Ninja Scroll headbutting you through the floor.
And Josh K joined us.
Okay. And Josh K. Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Right. And Pseudo and a bunch of other, you know, everyone else is going to jump in here now. Hey, and for everybody who is hanging out, who is not on the RC, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. It's on the rebroadcast if it's not a Monday night, so thanks for checking that out.
Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Wednesday. Check the schedule.
Yeah,
www.rantradio.com.
We're doing the rebroadcast, so if you want to show it to somebody, you got to do that. And also, if you want to show this to somebody, burn it. Burn it to disc. Feel free to distribute this show any way you see fit, okay? You're free to do it. If you want to be on Rant Radio, if you think you can do this, you think you can do better, you think you can do a show on robots, if you want to run a show on robots and just on robotic news, hey, I'll listen. I'll think that's very, very cool. We need the programming, okay? Contact info@rantradio.com. If you're the man or the woman or the person or the droid, whatever, if you're blue and fuzzy, I don't care. But if you can do it, give us a call. We'll listen to what you got. We'll go from there. We just went through 2600 Magazine. And in the back of 2600 Magazine, I saw an ad for a hacker show.
I'm trying to think of the name of the show. It's eluding me. It's like Mind Hack or something.
Yeah, the hacker show, the name escapes me. You're the station manager.
Guys.
If you can't remember it, you suck.
I know,
It's on Thursdays at 10 p.m., isn't it? Yeah, it is.
10 p.m. Central. It's...
Central,
I'll be adding it into the schedule.
So we have a hacker show that was in 2600 Magazine.
Yeah.
We got the number there. We contacted those guys. So we're trying to get the content for you. We're trying to get it up so you don't have to just listen to my gaping maw every freaking night, okay?
We're trying to get some more stuff in.
Yeah, we're trying to get some more stuff so I don't have to carry the whole bloody thing, okay? It'll be cool, okay? And if you want to get involved, you want to do a show on robotics, you bet, man. We're all about that. Give it a call, okay? And the number one thing that you want to do is if you want to help out the station, if you want to help out, you're like, wow, you know, this is really cool. I'd like to become involved. If you want to become involved, the people who can become involved are the people who tell people about the station. They do more for the station than anyone else. Because if we had the most deadly content on the planet and nobody knew about it, we'd still be screwed.
Oh, wait, we do.
Okay? Don't be a squid. Talk about Rant Radio to people you know. There's all kinds of people that, you know how many people work in security? I break up so many little packs of skaters before I chase them off the property. We're all laughing together and I tell them about Rant Radio. Okay?
There you go.
It's one of those things that you got to do. You meet people every day. Graffiti it. I don't care. If you want to do graffiti of Rant Radio and send it to us, hey, that's cool too. We'll put it up on a gallery on the site. Promote the station any way you see fit. If you believe in it. If you don't believe in it, great. Take a hike, okay? But if you do and you want to help do that, that's the number one thing you can do to help, okay? We are the counterculture. We're the people out there. We're the rats in the walls. We're the wogs, okay? We're the goths, the freaks, the geeks, the weirdos, okay? And we have to stick together. We have to kind of come together on a platform to fight people like the Raelians, like the Scientologists, like the Republicans, like all these weirdos who aren't going to get it and are handing this entire planet into a huge, giant, you know, storm. The whole place is just going right Squidsville, man. It sucks. And the only way we can do it is by educating ourselves, with technology, by seizing the technology. Carpe tech, man. Okay, seize the tech. You got to take it. There's an Angry Shirts logo for you. Inkster, Angry
seize
Shirts.
Seize the tech.
A carpe technum. Seize the tech. Okay, seize it. Take it for yourself. Make it your own. Learn it. Because no matter what, even if you, everything, nobody became, you know...
Rodney Brooks overnight from MIT. There's a dude who's got it dialed. Okay, nobody became that guy overnight. No. If you want to get into that stuff, hey, that's the way to go. Next week, the show's going to be about wearable computers. We're going to be going off about the whole wearable computer concept. We're trying to hook up some pretty cool interviews if we can. We don't know. No promises, no names. But it'll be very, very cool. So until next week, you guys, make sure you talk to people. Make sure you spread the virus. Make sure you let people know what's going on. Shouts out to everybody. Shouts out to the old cult crew. Shouts out to the crew. And shouts out to everybody listening who doesn't have a name yet. And if you need a name, Sean K at rantradio.com.
Not just yet.
Not just yet. Give it half an hour. We'll go from there. Half an hour from Monday night.
Oh, and it's not off the hook that we're...
Yeah, we're not rebroadcasting Off the Hook. It's another show.
It's a different show. Off the Hook has another
It was in the back of the magazine, so we found it
last
there.
Issue.
You betcha. So this is show number 6 from February 18th. It is now 9:52. You guys got, like, a lot of time out of me tonight.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they got about 2 hours. That's okay. That's the kind of stuff I want to do. I think it wasn't too bad.
And, no, we'll a lot of content. Good content.
You want to talk, please send an email. If I don't answer all your emails, please bear in mind I got a bunch of stuff I'm doing. But I really do appreciate hearing it. And once again, Tanth, thank you, man. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Until next week, guys, be drinkable and be cool.
Yeah, later.
Bye-bye. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless because evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to be.